texters. Put down your cell phones if you're behind the wheel this morning, as a statewide ban on texting while driving is in effect this morning. Drivers caught texting or scanning the internet on a cell phone could face a $100 fine for the first offense. The new law also bars those under the age of 18 from using a cell phone at all while driving. Some in law enforcement say the ban will be difficult to enforce. To learn about the challenges facing officers, we spoke with retired Police Chief Wayne Sampson, who's the director of the Massachusetts Chiefs of Police Association.
The problem with this type of a violation is that we have to observe the actual violation. And if an operator is holding a device down below the window level, it's going to be very difficult to observe.
It seems it would be pretty simple to avoid getting caught.
Well, it will on the surface. However, one of the major elements in distracted driving is that texting will cause some other type of violation, such as failure to stay in marked lanes, you know, some weaving, or going through a red light. So we may still observe a violation that causes the police officer to stop an individual, and then they may come upon the fact that there's an open phone, that type of thing, and it may become an additional charge.
Just so I'm clear on this, if an officer pulls someone over because he or she sees erratic operation and observes that open cell phone on the lap of the driver or on the seat next to the driver, can the officer pick up the cell phone and check and see if there was a text message sent?
No. That would require actually a search warrant.
Okay, which makes me wonder if you think that the ban on texting should have gone further. Should it have banned cell phone use entirely behind the wheel and or required hands-free devices?
That's an important decision, a policy decision that those persons in charge of, say, the registered motor vehicles or the legislature should certainly be required to look at. What's very interesting is a study came out of 30 states that have a similar texting ban. And they have indicated that there has not been a reduction in motor vehicle crashes because of this. And in some states, the number of crashes actually went up because they found that people were trying to be more deceptive by hiding the cell phone, and that was taking their eyes off the roadway.
So then, ironically or tragically, some drivers become even more distracted than they were when they were overtly texting.
That's correct. Because of the technicalities enforced in the law, it might be better for law enforcement officers to go back to some of the more tried and true existing laws, such as impeded operation, failure to stay in marked lanes. These offenses are much easier to prove, and it still gets the word out.
Okay, but back on the texting ban,
yes.
How are police preparing to enforce it?
Well, it's done two things that we have seen. It has generated a lot of conversation in the law enforcement community about the seriousness of the offense of distracted driving and the fact that it causes so many accidents. Our office is getting a lot of calls daily right now from police chiefs preparing memorandums for their offices, for the enforcement, and the new law. The second phase is the public education component, because that's causing a lot of communication, especially between parents and junior operators.
What do you mean by that?
There are specific regulations in the new law about junior operators not being allowed to text or be on a telephone. And that's a very serious offense because in addition to the $100 fine, they're going to get a 60-day suspension for even being on a telephone.
You think there are a lot of kids out there, junior operators, under 18 years old, who are simply going to ignore this and are going to continue to use their cell phones either to talk on or to text on?
I believe that a lot of them will still continue to do it because they think that they can get away with it. However, on junior operators, it's almost going to be an easier violation to prove because if you just see them on a telephone, that's enough because it's a primary violation.
Wayne Sampson, head of the Massachusetts Chiefs of Police Association, thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition.
Thank you very much.